What's the key takeaway from these export numbers?
Well, I think they're really encouraging, actually. 2017 is a record year for export value for Scotch whisky, up to £4.36 billion. So that's nearly 9% up on last year. And it's really very heartening that all the work that Scotch whisky producers are putting in to get Scotch out to world markets is paying off now. That's not to say there aren't challenges. Of course there are. Brexit is a challenge. Non-tariff barriers are a challenge. Tariffs continue to be a challenge in several global markets. But these are really encouraging figures this year, and we're very pleased with them.
What was the hot spot for you? I saw that France appears to be following this trend of premiumization with a decline in volume of bottles, but an increase in value, which would indicate that French consumers are trading up to more premium spirits, including Scotch.
Yeah, and I think that's a trend that we're seeing in several markets around the world. And, you know, France being the largest Scotch whisky market by volume, the second largest by value, shows that perhaps more than any other market. I think what the figures showed for me was that the EU market continues to be strong, up by just over a percentage point on 2016. North America remains strong and, in fact, has grown by 7.2% in value this year. So I think there are regional hotspots around the world which are doing very well. But, of course, there are several regions across the world where we can do better. Australasia, still just over £100 million a year. We can do a lot better there. Africa is obviously a key potential market for us going forward. So there's still a lot of work to do. And I think, you know, while $4.36 billion in 2017 is a great start, you know, Scotch whisky can go up from here if we get certain trading conditions correct.
Let's talk about those trading conditions, because you guys are still pretty worried about what the final impact of Brexit is going to be, right?
Well, I mean, Brexit, it continues to be challenging for the industry. We're doing a lot of detailed work with the UK and Scottish governments to try and come out of Brexit in growth. And that's what we want for the Scotch whisky industry. We want to come out of the other side of Brexit in growth. Now, these figures are a good start. I think there has been an influence of the devaluation of the pound over the last 18 months in terms of the value number. That's certainly helped us as exporters and also other export sectors in the UK. But when we're talking about Brexit specifically, I think we need to solve the transition problem. We need to make sure that we're having a 2 to 3 year transition where the market conditions remain the same into the EU single market. As I've said, a very important region for Scotch whisky, almost a third of our global exports go there. We need to ensure that we've got the geographical indication protection for Scotch whisky. That's really important for us. And I think with the number of EU food and drink items which are protected by GIs and the amount of UK GIs, that's an easy kind of trade-off. So we can make sure that we have the correct framework going forward for geographical indication protection. And then looking externally, there are opportunities in global trade for Scotch whisky. We can get the free trade agreements with India, China, these big markets of the future, where we actually have a very low market share for Scotch whisky at the moment, just 1% in India, 0.1% in China. Even increasing these just very marginally will have a great impact on Scotch whisky exports going forward.
One thing I noticed in there, and I've noticed this last year as well, Latvia's sudden rise in the Scotch whisky world. And I chuckle because I think I know what's going on here, because if you look at their population numbers, they only have 1.9 million people, and they imported 37 million bottles of Scotch whisky last year, or the equivalent. Either they're having a great party in Riga, or a lot of that stuff's being sent over into Russia. What's your take?
I think it's probably more the latter than the former, Mark. I think there are a couple of factors at play here with Latvia, and you're right. It was the standout figure from the top 10 this year, both in terms of value and volume. Latvia entering the top 10 in both those areas, 105% increase in its value. Now, I say a couple of factors. One of them is certainly re-exporting to Russia. HMRC, Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs, who collect this data, only show the direct export destination. They don't show re-exporting. So a lot of that product is being moved on primarily to Russia. The second factor is increasingly high excise duty in Estonia, a neighboring country. So there's a lot of cross-border trade there, as there's just been a recent increase in tax in Estonia. So a couple of factors at play there. The one comparison I would make is perhaps Singapore, third in the value table again this year. Singapore, not a massive market for Scotch in itself, but it is a re-export market to Southeast Asia and in particular China.
Yeah, but the those countries in Asia that go through Singapore don't have trade sanctions against them that would preclude direct exports.
No, they don't. No, I mean, just going back to Latvia for a second, I mean, we'll need to see what how the situation sorts itself out in terms of the taxation in the market if Russia continues to be a proxy market through Latvia. Those figures are standout this year, but there are a couple of reasons behind it.
Oh, sure. Anything else you can add that I didn't see in the news release that I didn't see in the numbers?
Well, I think just the other thing to add, and the Scotch Whisky Association will be doing a more detailed analysis of these figures in the coming weeks. But another standout this year was over 14% increase in single malt exports. Again, another very strong year for single malt exports. Over a quarter of the value of Scotch whisky exports globally remains single malt. And that, as we spoke about earlier on, that's a trend towards premiumization in the market at the moment. So we're continuing to see strength in single malt, but really heartening to see blends, the base of the market, the strength of the Scotch whisky export market increasing as well, both in terms of volume and value.
The take I had on the increase in single malt is that it's actually better for the Scottish economy because of the laws that require single malt to be bottled within Scotland. That creates jobs on bottling lines and other jobs within Scotland that are linked to the industry that would not necessarily be there if they were allowed to be exported in bulk like blends are.
Well, you're right. I mean, a lot of jobs in Scotland and across the UK actually depend on the Scotch whisky industry. 10,000 directly in Scotland, and then when you add in the supply chain, 40,000 across the UK. You're right that single malt has to be bottled in Scotland as well as produced. That's not the case for blended. But there are certain market access reasons why it's sometimes easier to export in bulk and bottle in market. Now, we wouldn't want to close down those access to market, that route to market, because that would actually have a detrimental impact on Scotch whisky production at home. We want to try and protect and grow those 40,000 jobs across the UK. These figures are a good start.